Hello, I'm Gary Robey. Welcome to this call to worship. What is faith? How can we increase our faith? Faith is our topic for this hour on your call to worship.
Pilgrims on the journey of the narrow road, and those who've gone before us line the way, cheering on the faithful, encouraging the weary, their lives a stirring testament to God's sustaining grace. Surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run the race not only for the prize, but as those who've gone before us, let us leave to those behind us the heritage of faithfulness passed on through godly children sift through all we've left behind. May the clues that they discover and the memories they uncover become the light that leads them to the road we each must follow.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the opportunity that we have to invest these precious moments in your presence. Looking today at faith. Help us, Father, to put our faith and trust in you and in you alone. You will provide all our needs according to your riches in Christ Jesus. We praise you, Lord, for all that you've done for your saints over the thousands of years. We praise you and thank you for what you have done and continue to accomplish in our lives. Dear God, please increase our faith. You are listening to A Call to Worship.
In my moments of fear, through every pain, every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song, still in love, he's proved faithful to me. Every word he's promised is true. What I thought was impossible, I've seen my God do. He's been faithful, faithful to me. Looking back, his love and mercy I see. Even fail to believe, yet he's been faithful, faithful to me. When my heart looked away, the many times I could not pray, still my God, he was faithful to me. The days I spent so selfishly, reaching out for what pleased me, even then, God was faithful to me. Every time I come back to him, he is waiting with open arms, and I see one. Been faithful, faithful to me. Looking back, his love and mercy I see. Though in my heart I have questioned, even to believe, yet he's been faithful, faithful. Oh, in my heart.
Thank you for listening to this call to worship. And a special thank you to those of you who have written to us, sent a message to us from our website, or have stopped by our Facebook page. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry. If Call to Worship is a blessing to you, please consider a donation to help keep this on your local station. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. Again, that address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. You'll find us online at www.calltoworship.us. Our website allows you to conveniently and safely make a contribution. Our website address is calltoworship.us.
if you only believe, and you will see that
He will do it for you.
This is a call to worship.
To complete it. paz. O de tanto esperar, ya perdiendo tu canción estás. Puedes creer que su mano está en ti, seguro estás, nunca te ha de abandonar. Eres su gozo y su gran tesoro aquí.
Su gran tesoro aquí.
Hebrews 11 is often referred to as the faith chapter in the Bible. In the first few verses, we find a definition of our faith. Faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. Through their faith, the people in days of old earned a good reputation. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. At this point, the Apostle Paul takes us for a stroll down the halls of faith. It was by faith that Abel brought a more acceptable offering to God than Cain did. Abel's offering gave evidence that he was a righteous man, and God showed his approval of his gifts. Although Abel is long dead, he still speaks to us by his example of faith. It was by faith that Enoch was taken up into heaven without dying. He disappeared because God took him. For before he was taken up, he was known as a person who pleased God. And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. It was by faith that Noah built a large boat to save his family from the flood. He obeyed God, who warned him about things that had never happened before. By his faith, Noah condemned the rest of the world, and he received the righteousness that comes by faith. It was by faith that Abraham obeyed when God called him to leave home and go to another land that God would give him as his inheritance. He went without knowing where he was going, and even when he reached the land God promised him, he lived there by faith, for he was like a foreigner living in tents. And so did Isaac and Jacob, who inherited the same promise. Abraham was confidently looking forward to a city with eternal foundations, a city designed and built by God. It was by faith that even Sarah was able to have a child, though she was barren and was too old. She believed that God would keep his promise. And so a whole nation came from this one man who was as good as dead, a nation with so many people that, like the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore, there's no way to count them. All these people died still believing what God had promised them. They did not receive what was promised, but they saw it all from a distance and welcomed it. They agreed that they were foreigners and nomads here on earth. Others were chained in prisons. Some died by stoning. Some were sawn in half. Some were tested. And others were killed with a sword. Some went about wearing skins of sheep and goats, destitute and oppressed and mistreated. They were too good for this world, wandering over deserts and mountains, hiding in caves and holes in the ground. All these people earned a good reputation because of their faith. Yet none of them received all that God had promised, for God had something better in mind for us, so that they would not reach perfection without us. Now at this point there in Romans, here's where Paul tells us how we should respond to this heritage of these faithful brothers and sisters. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in a place of honor beside God's throne. Think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people that you won't become weary and give up. Here's an example of faith found in Matthew 8 that Christ himself said was the greatest he had seen. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Romans chapter 5, first two verses. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand. And we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. You see, the gift of faith is part of the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And faith is part of the armor of God. In Ephesians 6, 16, we're told to hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Our faith is in the eternal God, the God that loved us before creation, the God that loves you and will forever be faithful to you.
For us. in their forces above. Thine rival nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy and love.
Our call to worship today has focused on faith. I'm happy that you joined us and pray that this program is helpful to you. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on the air so that you and many others can be blessed. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page and visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry on the website. You can also listen to the programs and find other valuable information, including a list of the songs that you hear on this program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified an eternal covenant with his blood, may he equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to him. All glory to him forever and ever. Amen.
Great is thy faithfulness. the steadfast.